Today's daf is Megillah Daf Lamed, and we have 14 lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Tes Amid Beis Amar Rab Yitzchak Nafcha. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, Avadia Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devora, Devora Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Hena Perel Bas Yecheved, Avram Ben Rachel, Rafal Kahas Ben Fega, Avram Ben Gittel Edel, Sara Nechama Bas Rus Malka, Baruch Ben Rachel, Chaya Malka Bas Batsheva, Simcha Doiv Ber Ben Chaya Freda, Devora Ita Bas Kela Bracha, Chaya Penina Bas Esther, and Meira Chava Bas Shoshana. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas Doiv Bero Ben Rabbi Yaakov David, Chaya Mordechai Ben Shraga Feivel, and Ilui Nishmas Zisel Brindel Bas Abba Elio. So yesterday, we began a new Mishnah, which discusses, again, the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah, specifically the Kriya of the Dalit Parshios. So the Dalit Parshios are the special mafters that we lay during the month of Adar. And they're made up of four kriyos, hence the term Dalit Parshios. What are the four kriyos? It's Parshas Shkolin, it's Parshas Zachar, it's Parshas Parah, and it's Parshas HaChodesh. So yesterday we talked a little bit about the significance of each one of the Parshios, Be'ezras Hashem. At the end of the daf, in the raid, we'll get into that in a little bit more detail. Additionally, we'll get into some lumdus, believe it or not, related to the Dalit Parshios. But for now, we have, again, a shtickle, a long daf that's going to go into some of the technicalities as it relates to the Kriya of the Dalit Parshios. Zokti Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shchalias B'Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, Moitzian Shalosh Torahs. We take out three Sifrei Torah, V'Koyrim Ba, and we read from all three. Okay, what's the three? Echad Binyanu Shalyoim. One of them, we read the Parsha. Whatever Parsha it is, that's what we read from the first Sefer Torah. V'Echad B'Shal Rosh Chodesh. It's Rosh Chodesh, so we're going to read the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh. That's the Musaf that was brought on Rosh Chodesh, that's mentioned in the Torah and Parshas Pinchas. And finally, V'Echad B'Kisisa. Then we're going to read Parshas Kisisa, the first several Psukim, because it's also Parshas Shkolim. So there's three Mechayvim of Kriyas HaTorah. It's Shabbos. Every Shabbos you have to read the Parshas HaShavua. It's Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh, even during the week, you would read the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh. And it's also Shkolim. As a result, three Sifrei Torah. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha also said, so it's the same Amora, Rosh Chodesh Teves Shecholiyas B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Teves falls out on Shabbos, same Halacha, Mevi and Shalish Torahs. We take out three Sifrei Torah, the Koyrim Bem, and we read from all three. What's the three? Echad Ben Yonu Shalyoim, whatever Parsh it is. The Echad Ben Rosh Chodesh, it's Rosh Chodesh. The Echad Ben Chanukah. So Rosh Chodesh Teves is always going to be Chanukah. So if Rosh Chodesh Teves falls out on Shabbos, there's three Kriyas. You have the Kriya of the Parsha, you have the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh, and you have the Kriya of Chanukah. And the Gemara says Vitzricha. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha had to say both of these halachas. Meaning, you would think, if I know one, I would know the other. And if I know the other, I would know one. What's Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha saying? If there's three Kriyas, you're supposed to read all three, and you read that from three Sifrei Torah. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said it regarding Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalias B'Shabbos. He said it regarding Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechalias B'Shabbos. What are the three when it's Rosh Chodesh Adar? It's Shabbos, it's Rosh Chodesh, and it's also Parsha Shkolim. What are the three when it's Rosh Chodesh Teves? It's Shabbos, it's Rosh Chodesh, it's also Chanukah. But you would think it's the same difference. So why did Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha have to teach me both halachas? So the Gemara says Vitzrichat Iyet Mar Baha. Because had we only known Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha's halacha regarding Rosh Chodesh Teves, I would have thought, Baha Kamer Rabbi Yitzchak, it's only there Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said you need three Sifrei Torah. Avo Bahach, but as relates to the first halacha, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shecholias B'Shabbos, I would have thought that maybe Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha holds that you do not take out three Sifrei Torah. Rather, you take out two Sifrei Torah. Why? Because maybe Kurav Sfirule, maybe he holds like Rav, who was the topic of the second part of yesterday's daf, the Omar, who said a fantastic Kiddush that we don't paskin like, which is Parshas Shkolim es Karboni Lachmi. Now, what is Parshas Shkolim? It's the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh. And if that's the case, it would stay Torah Sagi. So all you would need is two Sifrei Torah. Kamash Polon, that's where Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha had to say his halacha by Rosh Chodesh Adar Shecholias B'Shabbos. Because had he said it by Rosh Chodesh Teve Shecholias B'Shabbos and not by Rosh Chodesh Adar Shecholias B'Shabbos, again, I would have thought that the halacha is only true regarding Rosh Chodesh Teves, logistically, because by Rosh Chodesh Adar, there are no three Kriyas. It's really two Kriyas, because the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh, according to Rav, and the Kriya of Shkolim, according to Rav, is the same Kriya. Okay, so the Gemara says, V'leim ha'hovel le'bayach. So shouldn't Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha have said the halacha regarding Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalias B'Shabbos, and then he would not have had a said the halacha regarding Rosh Chodesh Teva Shechalias B'Shabbos. From Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalias B'Shabbos, I know three Sifrei Torah when there's three Kriyas. I also know that on Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalias B'Shabbos, there are three Kriyas, meaning like Shmuel, that the Kriya of Parsha Shkolim is Kisisa, it's not as Karboni Lachmi, and if that's the case by Rosh Chodesh Adar, I would certainly know that's the case by Rosh Chodesh Tevis. So the Gemara says it's true. It's a very good question. And Chod Mechlal Chavir Te Itmar, meaning Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka really never said the Halacha twice. He said the Halacha once. And he said the Halacha regarding Rosh Chodesh Adar Shecholias B'Shabbos. However, implied from Rosh Chodesh Adar Shecholias B'Shabbos was Rosh Chodesh Teve Shecholias B'Shabbos. And it's true, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha would never have had to have said the halacha regarding Rosh Chodesh Teve Shecholias B'Shabbos. It's redundant. He never said it twice. The Gemara is just saying that we can infer from where Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said regarding Rosh Chodesh Adar Shecholias B'Shabbos what the halacha would be regarding Rosh Chodesh Teve Shecholias B'Shabbos. In the reverse, you would not have been able to infer it, because you could always say that Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha maybe holds like Rav that there are no three kriyos when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos. It's really only two, because the kriya of Shkolim and the kriya of Rosh Chodesh are the same. Moving along, Itmar Rosh Chodesh Teves Shecholias B'chol. What happens if Rosh Chodesh Teves falls out during the week? So it falls out on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Meaning it falls out on any day other than Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. So again, Rabbi Yitzchak, and some have the gear, so Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said, Karu Tlasav Rosh Chodesh. Three people should go up, meaning the first three aliyah should be Rosh Chodesh, v'chad b'chanukah, and then the fourth aliyah should be Chanukah. So again, it's Rosh Chodesh Teves. So there's two mechayvim of Kriyas HaTorah. Rosh Chodesh, you always read from the Torah, and a Chanukah, you always read from the Torah. So the question is, you're going to read Rosh Chodesh, you're going to read Chanukah. That's easy. How are you supposed to divvy it up? So Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said the first three aliyahs should be Rosh Chodesh, and then the fourth aliyah should be Chanukah. Rav Dimi ben Chaifa Amar, Rav Dimi, who came from Chaifa, he said just the opposite. Karu tlasa b'chanukah. The first three aliyah should be Chanukah, v'chad b'Rosh Chodesh, and the fourth aliyah should be Rosh Chodesh. Amar Ramani, Ramani said, Kavasi de Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Mestabro. It's Mestabro like Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, who said that the first three aliyah should be Rosh Chodesh, and that the fourth aliyah should be Chanukah. Why? The Tadr v'she'enoi Tadr, Tadr Kaidim. What comes more often? Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah? Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh comes every month. Every other month, it comes twice. So being that Rosh Chodesh comes more often than Chanukah, so Rosh Chodesh is Tadr, and that's the rule. Tadr, v'she'enoi Tadr, Tadr Kaidim. So it would make sense then that there should be a Kedima to the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh over the Kriya of Chanukah. So the first three aliyahs will be Rosh Chodesh, and the fourth aliyah will be Chanukah. Rav Abba, Rav Abba said, I see just the opposite. I think Rav Dimi is right. I think the first three aliyahs should be Chanukah, and the fourth aliyah should be Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because mi garam l'revi sheyavai. Why is there a fourth aliyah today? On Chanukah, there's only three aliyahs. On Rosh Chodesh, there's four aliyahs, right? When do you have four aliyahs? When there's a Karban Musaf. Chanukah, there was no Karban Musaf. It's Rosh Chodesh, it's on Chol HaMoed. So what caused the fourth aliyah? It's Rosh Chodesh. Hilkach Revi, be Rosh Chodesh, Bayi Mikri. So it makes sense that the fourth aliyah should be Rosh Chodesh. It can't be all. So the first three are going to be Chanukah, and the fourth one's going to be Rosh Chodesh. May have the Allah. What's the bottom line? Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, Ein mashkichim be Rosh Chodesh. We don't pay attention to Rosh Chodesh. What does that mean? That sounds a little sharp. Ein mashkichim be Rosh Chodesh. Rashi says, Lasi's Iker, meaning Rosh Chodesh is not the Iker, but rather the Iker is Chanukah, the first three are Chanukah. Rambam, Rambam said just the opposite. Ein mashkichim be Chanukah. We don't pay attention to Chanukah. Chanukah is not the Iker, Rosh Chodesh is the Iker. The Hilchasa, what's the Halacha? Ein mashkichim Bechanukah, for Rosh Chodesh Iker, the Iker is going to be Rosh Chodesh. More cases that deal with the laws of Kriyas HaTorah. Itmar. Chalios, Beva'ata Tetzav. So we're going back now to the first of the four Parshias, Parshas Shkolim. What happens if Parshas Shkolim falls out on Parshas Tetzava? Om Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. So Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said, Karushisim Beva'ata Tetzava Akisiso. You should have the first six of the seven aliyahs. So we know on Shabbos there's seven aliyahs. So the first six aliyahs are going to be the entire Parshas Tetzava. So we're going to break up Parshas Tetzava for the first six aliyahs. The Chad and the seventh Oilu LaTorah is going to read from Kisisa Ad V'Asisa. So Kisisa, he's going to start the next parsha, Parshas Kisisa, and he's going to go up until Vasisa. Vasisa is where Parshas Shkolim ends. So Parshas Shkolim is the first several psukim in the beginning of Parshas Kisisa. It's actually very short, and it ends by Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Lemer Vasisa Kiyar Nechayshas. So that's the Vasisa that the Gemara is referring to. Says the Gemara, again, it's all Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha so far, that what are you supposed to do when Parshas Shkolim falls out of Parshas Tetzava? So the first six aliyos are going to be Parshas Tetzava, and the seventh aliyah is going to be Kisisa. Now, just to bring out what the chiddush of this happenstance is, that Tetzava coincided with Shkolim, because what is Parshas Shkolim? Tanya Kavasi de Shmuel, we saw in yesterday's daf, we paskin like Shmuel that it's Parshas Kisisa. So really, if the Kriya is Parshas Tetzava, you're going to start Tetzava, you're going to read the entire Tetzava, because that's the Parsha, and then the Mafter, what we do today, or we'll see how they did it in the Gemara, you're going to start Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lema Kisisa, it's Rosh B'nai Yisrael, if Kudeyam. Parshas Shkolim is going to be the next Parsha. So Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said, so basically you're reading from Tetzava through the first Parsha of Parshas Kisisa. So how are you supposed to divide it? So six Aliyah is for the Tzav, and the seventh Aliyah is going to be the beginning of Kisisa. Amr Abayo. So Abayo said, I don't like this. You know why? Because Amri, people are going to say, the innocent bystanders will argue and think, maybe, they're not going to chap that you just read a special kriya for Parshas Shkolim. They're going to think that Parshas Tetzava just ends by those words. They're going to think that the beginning of Parshas Kisisa is the end of Parshas Tetzava. And they're not going to realize that it was actually one kriya. So it sounds like we want it to be nicker, that the kriya is being done with Shem Parshas Shkolim. So Abaye said, I don't advise that. Right? When you mish up, so you know that there's something a little bit different about the Kriya. But you're not mishing. You're literally just going right there. So no one's going to chap, and it's for that reason this is not an idea. So Elam Rabbi Sabai said, what should you do? Karushisa mi va'ata tetzava ad vasisa. You should have six aliyahs that are going to read from va'ata tetzava through kisisa, then v'chad toni v'kari mi kisisa v'ad vasisa. Interesting. And then you're going to read that first parsha and parsha's kisisa tzim tzveitamo, which is something we do, by the way, every Shabbos. We do that with the mafter. We always read the last few psukim again. And that's really what Abai is saying you should do. He's saying you should start at the Tetzava, you should go through Tetzava, through the first portion of Kisisa, which is also Parshish Shkolim, and then afterwards chazer over that first Kriya L'Shem Parshish Shkolim. So the Gemara says Mesa Veis. Okay, we have two approaches. What are you supposed to do when Parshish Shkolim happens on Parshas Tetzava? What are the two options? Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha and Abai. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said, six aliyahs for Tetzava, usually it would be seven, now it's only going to be six, and then the seventh aliyah will be Shkolim, which is the beginning of Kisisa. Abai didn't like that. So Abai said what you should do is six aliyahs from Tetzava through the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, and then you're going to chazer over Parshas Kisisa a second time. So the Gemara asks a kasha from a braisa. And this braisa is going to appear again in today's daf, and it's one of the Gemaras that, as we'll see, talk about different cases. The Parsha Hasmuchala, in the event that Parsha Shkolim falls out in a Parsha that's Smuchala. So where is Parsha Shkolim? It's Parsha Kisisa. So what happens if the Parsha of the week is Smucha to the Parsha that Parsha Shkolim is in? Which means it's either the Beimel for now, Beimel Achra. Whether it's the Parsha before or the Parsha after. So the Parsha before Kisisa is Tetzava. The Parsha after Kisisa is Vayakel. So what are you supposed to do? Kaira Noisa. You should read it. V'koifla Noisa. And then you should chazer it. Meaning you should repeat Parshas Kisisa. So Mora says like this. Bishlam elabai nicha. Koin tabai. Oh, I understand what the Bryce is saying. The Bryce is saying is what happens if Shkolim falls out in Tetzava Vayakel. Let's pick Tetzava. So if it falls out on Tetzava, so you should read Tetzava. Then you should read Kisisa, and then it says V'koiflanoisa. You should read it a second time. Oh, so it says you should read it a second time. It's clear what Abaye said, right? What did Abaye say? Abaye said you should read Kisisa twice. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said, no, just take the whole Kriya to Tzav Kisisa and break it up into seven aliyahs. It was Abaye's chiddush that you read it a second time. That's Mamish the Braisa. Cholias beparsha smuchala, beimil funa beimil achrea, koironoisa V'koiflanoisa. It's Mamish Abaye. But Ella, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, kasha. But according to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, it doesn't work. Not koyfle noisa. So the Gemara says a posh the teretz. Amalach Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha is going to tell you. Ula abaya minicha. According to abaya, it's good. Meaning, teinach, I understand lefonel. Lachra heichem ishkachas. You just explained according to abaya, very geschmack, what happens if Shkolim falls down on Tetzava. So what do? You read Tetzava, then you read Kisisa, and then you read Kisisa again. So you read it, and you were koyfle noisa. But what happens if it falls out lacharel? Right? The Braisa said that this halach of the Braisa is true, whether Parsha Shkolim was Tetzava, or whether it was Vayakel. Now, if it's Vayakel, what's the Vakayflonai? So you're going to read Vayakel, and then you're going to read the beginning of Kisisa, and then you can read the beginning of Kisisa again. That doesn't make any sense. Elamai Isloch Lamem. So Rabbi Yisrach Nafcha is going to tell you. Obviously, you can't read the Braisa the way you're reading it, Marksha. So what does the Braisa mean? What it meant in yesterday's daf, right? We saw this Braisa yesterday. And what did it mean yesterday? Koifla b'shabosos. What it means is that if Parshas Tetzava is Parshas Shkolim, so you're going to read Tetzava, then you're going to read Shkolim, which is the beginning of Kisisa, and then next week when it's Kisisa, you're going to read it again. The same is true if it's Vayakel. You're going to read Kisisa, you're going to read Kisisa the week before, because that's the Parsha, and if Vayakel, it's going to be Koiflanoisa, because now it's Parsha Shkolim. But that's what it means, said Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. It has nothing to do with what you would do in terms of reading the actual Parsha Shkolim on Parsha Shkolim. It's just a matter of Koiflanoisa that you're going to end up having 2 weeks in succession where you had the same Kriya. That's the Chiddush of the Braisa. This has nothing to do with Machloikis between Rav Yitzchak Nafcha and Abaya. So this concludes this short portion of the daf, which is Machloikis Rav Yitzchak Nafcha and Abaya. What do you do when Parsha Shkolim falls out on Parsha's Tetzava? According to Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, you would read Tetzava, 6 aliyahs, and then Shkolim will just be the 7th aliyah. It's not going to be the map. It's going to be the 7th aliyah of the 7 aliyahs. According to Abaya, no. You would read from Tetzava through Parsha Shkolim, and then you would read Parsha Shkolim a second time, says the Gemara. Now, what happens when Parsha Shkolim falls out on Kisisa? So this is more interesting, because now the Parsha of the week is Kisisa, and Shkolim also obligates you to read from Kisisa. So what do you do then? Chali is b'chisisa atzma. What happens if Parsha Shkolim falls down on Kisisa? Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, again, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said, Koru shisa min v'asisa ad vayakel. 6 aliyahs from the asisa until vayakel. V'chad kori mi kisisa ad v'asisa. And then one person, at the end, the last aliyah, is going to read from Kisisa until v'asisa. This is a chiddush nifla in the world of Kriyas HaTorah. So what Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha is telling you to do is don't start Parshas Kisisa from the beginning of the Parsha, because you're going to have to read it at the end of the Parsha. That's the Kriya for Parshas Shkolim. So what you should do is start Parshas Kisisa from the word V'asisa, which means from the part of the Parsha that immediately follows Shkolim, go from there until the end of the Parsha, and then you'll make up the beginning of the Parsha at the end of the Parsha. Maskev Abaya. So if Abaya didn't like Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha in the previous Gemara, you know he's not going to be happy now. He said, Hashda Amri, you know what people are going to say? L'mafreya hu dekari. It's really going to throw everybody for a loop. Your mom is reading the Parsha Tzirik Tzivik. Elam and Abaya. So Abaya said, this is what you should do. Kari Shisa Ad Vayakel. You should have 6 aliyahs from Kisisa until Vayakel. V'chad Toni V'kari Mikisisa Ad Vasisa. And then you're going to again be you're going to be Kaifla, you're going to read it a second time, and you're going to go back. So the first aliyah is going to be Parsha Shkolim, and the 7th aliyah again is going to be Parsha Shkolim. Tani Kavasa Dabaya. This already we have a Braisa that was Machriya Cholius B'Chisisa Atzmo. If Parsha Shkolim falls out on Kisisa, Kairanoisa, you read Shkolim, because that's the first aliyah, the Kaiflanoisa, and then at the end of the Kriya, the 7th aliyah, you're going to end up reading it again. So going back to the Mishnah, this is all the same topic. Chalios B'Toich HaShabbos, Makdim L'Shabbos Shalom. So the Mishnah said, when do you read Parsha Shkolim? Then the Mishnah said, what happens if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out in the middle of the week, right? Usually it doesn't fall out on Shabbos. So what happens if it falls out in the middle of the week? When do you read Parsha Shkolim? So the Mishnah said, Makdimen. You read Parsha Shkolim, not the Shabbos after, but rather you read it the Shabbos before. Now the truth is, in light of yesterday's daf, we can appreciate a little bit why this would be the case. And again, at the end of the daf and the raid, we'll talk a little bit more about why we read Parsha Shkolim. But from the Gemara, it certainly sounds like the reason Chazal were masakin that you should read Parsha Shkolim, and the reason they were masakin to read it when we read it, is because the Mishnah says, Be'echad ba'adar, Mashmian ala Shkolim. Rosh Chodesh Adar, Bezdin would make a big ramkol, they'd put a pashkevillin, and they would start being Mazaris people. You have an obligation to pay your annual dues, which is a half a shekel. That's your buy-in into the Karbanos Sibur. And when did that take place? It took place on Rosh Chodesh Adar. And there's a methodology to why it was Rosh Chodesh Adar. It's not a coincidence that it was on that day. They didn't just heap Pur and they came out with Chodesh Adar. But rather, the reason it was Chodesh Adar, the Gemara said, is because Chodesh Adar is the month that precedes Chodesh Nisan, and Chodesh Nisan was the time that the Gizbar in the Beis HaMikdash used to use the new Machzes HaShekel. So we want to give the Olam a little bit lead time, a heads up. It's like this, they'll be able to put all the money together. Okay, so why is it Rosh Chodesh Adar? So what emerged from the Gemara was two reasons. It could be it's because Rosh Chodesh Nisan is when you start using the first money, so you want Shloshim Yoyim. And there's a precedent for Shloshim Yoyim. Shloshim Yoyim Kaidim LePesach, Shoyim LeDarshin, BeHilchas HaPesach. So it makes sense there would be 30 days. Alternatively, and the way Rashi actually explains our Gemara, Ayin Sham, Rashi explains it with the alternatively. The Gemara said that it could be, it's not about 30 days, but it's about Shtei Shabbosos. It's really about 2 weeks. And that is because 2 weeks into Chodesh Adar, Tesvav Adar, Bezdin would appoint these money changers to set themselves up in the different places where Jews lived, and their job was to help Jews exchange their monies. Like this, they would have the Machzes HaShekel, they'd be able to give the right coin when it came time to doing the mitzvah. So it's not so much 30 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but rather it's Beis Shabbosos, it's 2 weeks before Tesvav Adar. And the Gemara said, what's the precedent for 2 weeks? It's a shitas Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. Because whereas the Chachamim hold that when are we shoyl the derish behilchas haPesach, it's shloishim yoyim koidem haPesach, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel argues, he holds it shtei Shabbosos. Regardless, that's poshet, that Parshas Shkolim being when it is somewhat related to the idea that it's koidem leNisan, whether it's 30 days before Nisan or whether it's 2 weeks before Nisan. But here's the point. The point is, let's go with Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, because that's the way Rashi explains the Gemara. That the reason it's Rosh Chodesh Adar, the reason that's when we're reading Parashat Shkolim, is because we want 2 weeks lead time. For like this, people will start preparing their money. They'll be ready for when the money changers start sitting down. Like this, they'll be able to do whatever they want to do. So what would be if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Tuesday, for example? So now you have a choice. I can read Parashat Shkolim the Shabbos before. I can read Parashat Shkolim the Shabbos after. You would think maybe that from the Chodesh Adar perspective, it would make sense to read it after, as opposed to reading it before. However, there's a cheshbin that being that we're doing it bedafka, that it should be 2 weeks earlier, so the only way we're going to be able to do it, that it's going to be 2 weeks, so we want, the idea is it should be 2 weeks earlier. If we're going to delay it, if we're going to do it after the fact, so it's going to come out that it's really not 2 weeks earlier. It's going to come out that it's less than 2 weeks earlier and that the Olam wasn't given the proper lead time. So therefore, we purposely would make it the Shabbos before. If you're going to make it the Shabbos before, you'll have more than 2 weeks lead time, but at the very least, you'll have the necessary 2 weeks lead time. And that's the reason we're makdimim as opposed to be ma'achim. So with that, a little bit of an introduction. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out in the middle of the week, makdim the Shabbos over. So we're going to back it up. We're going to go to the previous Shabbos. Itmar, we learned. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shchalias be'erev Shabbos. What happens if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Erev Shabbos? Interesting. So if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, that's when you read Parashat Shkolim. The Mishnah says that. If it falls out in the middle of the week, Makdimin, you're going to read Parashat Shkolim, the Shabbos, before Rosh Chodesh Adar. What happens if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Friday? Rav, I'm a Makdimin. Rav says, I don't know, what's the difference between Friday and any other day of the week? You're going to read Parshas Shkolim the Shabbos before. The Shmuel, I'm a Shmuel, said Ma'achr. No, Shmuel says that if it's Erev Shabbos, then you're going to do it the day after. Rav, I'm a Makdimin. Rav says you should be Makdim. Why? Because the Imkain. Because if not, what we just said, Batzrile Yoimei Shulchanos. And again, the way Rashi explains the Gemara, the way we just explained it in the introduction, that is, we want to have 2 weeks. So if you're going to push it off, you're going to read Parshas Shkolim on Shabbos, the day after Rosh Chodesh, it's going to come out that when the Shulchanos are sitting, you will have had less than 2 weeks lead time. And Be'echot Be'adam HaShmim Al Shkolim, so you don't want to push it off even one day. V'shmul Amem Achne. Shmul says, no, you could push it off. You know why? Amal Lechosh, Shmul's going to tell you, Soif, Chameseh B'mali Shabbos Mikla. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on Friday, that means, this is simple math, Tes Vav Adar, the day that Shulchanos sat, is also going to fall out on Friday. The Shulchanos le'nafki adchad b'shabo. Rashi says, it's not covered Shabbos for the Shulchanos to set up shop on Erev Shabbos. It's not going to happen. And as a result, they're going to end up setting up shop when? On Sunday. So if you're going to push off the Kri until Shabbos, you will have the 2 weeks of proper lead time. Hilkach na'achrin. It's for that reason you're able to push it off. Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah Chalis, B'techa Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls in the middle of the week, Makdim l'sha'avar. So we read Parshas Shkolim, the Shabbos before, umafsikin l'Shabbos acheres. And the Mishnah said that we're then mafsik the following Shabbos, right? The next Shabbos, we take a break. It's none of the Dal Parashas. But it's the Mishnah says that if Parshas Adar falls out in the middle of the week, you're makdimin. Now, my lot of filibar of Shabbos, it sounds like any day during the week, even if it's Erev Shabbos, when it says Leibetecha Shabbos Tafka, it means Tafka, if it fell out in middle of the week, as in a regular weekday. Erev Shabbos is not a regular weekday. And because it's not a regular weekday, so therefore it's not considered Betecha Shabbos. Toshma. Okay, you have no raya from the Mishnah. Maybe we have a raya from the following Brisa. Ezoihi Shabbos Rishonim. So what's the first week? Meaning, what's the first Shabbos of the Dalet Parshias? Kol Shechol Rosh Chodesh Adar Liyos Besoicha. The Shabbos that Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out in the middle of that week. Vafilu be'erev Shabbos. Oh, and even if it falls out in Erev Shabbos, my love, Vafilu be'erev Shabbos doing the Teicha. It sounds like the week that Rosh Chodesh Adar falls in is going to be the same as when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on a Friday. And Mat Teicha Makdimin, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out in the middle of the week, meaning it falls out on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, when would we read Parashat Shkolim? We'd be Makdimin. We'd read it the Shabbos before. After Erev Shabbos Makdimin. So too, if it falls out in Erev Shabbos, it's going to be Makdimin, right? The Brisa seems to be saying, Afilu Erev Shabbos. But Brisa is bavarning that you would think Erev Shabbos is different, but then it says not. It says, Afilu Erev Shabbos. Omar Shmuel. So Shmuel said a big Chiddush. Shmuel said, you know, you read this Brisa. Again, Shmuel's the one that holds that when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Erev Shabbos, you're not makdimin, you're ma'achrin. So Shmuel's the one that needs to explain this Brisa. So says Shmuel, when the Mishnah says, Eza Yishabbos Rishoyin, Kol Shechol Rosh Chodesh Adar Lias Besoicha, the word's not Besoicha. Change that word. Edit the word. It's not Besoicha, but rather it's Ba. Eza Yishabbos Rishoyin, Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Liyos Ba. It's the Shabbos that Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on. Meaning, the Brice is discussing a case when Rosh Chodesh Adar literally falls out on Shabbos. And then the Brice continues, this is the punchline, the Gemara doesn't speak it out, but Rashi does, Vafilu Be'erev Shabbos. So what does the Brice mean to say? That when it falls out on Erev Shabbos, it's as if when it falls out on Shabbos, meaning that you would read it on the Shabbos afterwards, not the Shabbos before. It's a little dachuk, but what Shmuel's saying is that if the Braisa meant Ezo Yishabbos Rishonish Kol Shechol Rosh Chodesh Adar Lias Besoicha, we know the halacha when Rosh Chodesh Adar is Chal Lias Besoicha, we're makdimin, and then it says Afilu Erev Shabbos. So then the Braisa is telling you have to be makdimin. But if the Girsa and the Braisa is Ezo Yishabbos Rishonish Kol Shechol Rosh Chodesh Adar Lias Ba, if that's what it means, so it's talking not about when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out in the middle of the week. That's not what we're discussing. We're talking about when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos. So what's Vafilu Be'erev Shabbos? It's as if when it falls out on Shabbos, and the point is, you're going to read it that just like on Shabbos, you're reading it by Bayayim. When it's Erev Shabbos, you're also going to read it on Shabbos. But it's the following Shabbos. It's not the previous Shabbos. Zok to Gemara, v'chein tamid ve'shmuel. In Shmuel's yeshiva, they said the same thing that Shmuel himself said, and that is not betoicha, but rather ba. So the Gemara says ketanoim. Maybe this is really a machloikis tanoim. Again, what's the shail? The shail is when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls down on Shabbos, that's the day that you read Parshas Shkolim. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls down in the beginning of the week, you're going to read it the Shabbos before, meaning the end of Chodesh Shvat. The question is, what happens if it falls out on Erev Shabbos? You're going to go 6 days earlier in Shvat, or you're just going to push it off until the next day? So the Gemara said, Rav said, Makdim, and Shmuel said, Ma'achrin. So now the Gemara says, Ketanoi, it's really Machlokes Tanoim. Misargin l'Shabbosos. We skip Shabbosos, meaning sometimes we skip a Shabbos. Divi Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. That's Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi said. Rav Shimon HaLazar said, Ein Misargin. No, you never skip a Shabbos. So here's the punchline. Amr Rav Shimon HaLazar. Rav Shimon HaLazar said, Ein Masay Ani Oime Ein Misargin. When do I hold you don't skip Shabbos? Bizman Shecholiyah is Erev Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Erev Shabbos, then you don't have to skip a Shabbos. You know why? Because when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Erev Shabbos, you're going to read Shkolim the next day. The following week will be Zachar. You didn't have to skip anything. Avol b'zman shecholiyos b'teicha Shabbos. But if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out any other day of the week, Makdim, then you're going to read Shkolim in the end of Shvat. V'koyre m'shabbos ha'avra. That's the week you're going to read it. Afal pishu Shvat, right? The Gemara speaks that out. And that first Shabbos and Adar, you're going to end up skipping. The point is that what do you see from here? You see there's something unique about Erev Shabbos. In fact, what you really see is that there was a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, Rabbi Shimon HaLazar, what you do when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Erev Shabbos. Again, we had a machloikis, do you skip the week or do you not skip a week? Pashut, it sounds like, do you ever skip a week? But Rabbi Shimon HaLazar explained, avada you skip. Whenever Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out in the middle of the week, you're going to reach Shkolim at the end of Shvat, and the first Shabbos avada you're going to end up skipping. So when do I hold that you don't skip? When it falls out on Erev Shabbos. In other words, the machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, is what do you do when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Erev Shabbos? Do you read it the Shabbos before? Do you read it the Shabbos after? That was precisely the machloikis Rav and Shmuel, and that's what the Gemara means when it says ketanoi. You see the machloikis amiram. Rav and Shmuel is really a machloikis tanam. It's a machloikis Rav Yehuda HaNasi and Rav Shimon ben Elazar. So going back to the Mishnah, said the first of the Dalet Parshios was Parshas Shkolim. The second of the Dalet Parshios was Parshas Zachar. So when do you read Parshas Zachar? So the Mishnah says as follows. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, then you read Parshas Shkolim on Shabbos. And then the second week, you're going to read Parshas Zachar. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out in the middle of the week, then you're going to read Shkolim the Shabbos before. You're going to skip then that first Shabbos and Adar, right? Because the Shabbos before is Shvat. So Shabbos before is Chodesh Adar. The first Shabbos you're going to skip, and then the second one, you're going to end up reading Zachar. So Zachar the Gemara, Itma. Purim Shechol is Be'erev Shabbos. What do you do if Purim, again, the whole daf is a bunch of cases. So what do you do if Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos? So in the previous Gemara, we had a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Erev Shabbos. Now the question is, what do you do when Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos? Rav Amar Makdimin. Rav says, you're Makdim, you read Parsha Zachar the way you always read Parsha Zachar. It's always the Shabbos before Purim. Parsha Zachar. Shmuel says, Ma'achrin. No, in this case, you're going to read it actually afterwards. So Purim is on your Dalet, and you're going to end up reading it on Tezav. Rav Amar Makdimin. Rav says, Makdimin. Kech Bloy Tikta Masih Lashir. We saw this in yesterday's daf. This is what you're always supposed to do. You're always supposed to read it before the Yontiv of Purim. Why? Because Parsha Zachar is related to Purim. They're both related to Amalek. But first, you're supposed to remember Amalek, and then afterwards, you're supposed to take care of business with Amalek. So Zachar is remembering it, and then Purim is the Meisim. And it's for that reason, it's supposed to be in that order. So you can't first have Purim on Friday, and then tomorrow, the next day, you're going to have Zachar. Shmuel said, Ma'achr. No, you can push it off a day. Amalekha, Shmuel said, very gishmak. He said, because Kimet Iker Mukaf and the Avdim Bechameser. Because it's true, Rav of Klai Yisrael keeps Purim when? On your Dalet. But there are people, the first Mishnah, Megillah, and the Kras, Be'er Al Pi'Bezi, we give them the Dalet Tesvav, and all the cities that were Kafas Chayim, Moises Shul, Benun, they used to keep Purim, went on Tesvav, so it comes out, Asir, Vizchir, Abadi, Adadi, Kassin, it's going to come out, they're really coinciding, they're really on the same day, albeit for the Bnei Tesvav, and that's better. Rashi explains why, at the end of the day, Shmuel is giving preferential treatment for the Bnei Tesvav at the end of the day for Rav of Klai, so it doesn't really work out. Obviously, Shmuel would prefer with Ma'achrin. Rav just said there's no Eitzah, there's no way to be Ma'achr. Shmuel said there is an Eitzah, you could be Ma'achr. So again, we have a Machloikas between Rav and Shmuel. What do you do when Purim falls out on Friday? When do you read Parshas Zachar? We know when Purim is. The question is, when do you read Parshas Zachar? According to Rav, it's the Shabbos before, it's always the way it is. According to Shmuel, you're going to do it on Tesvav. Tanav in our Mishnah, Bishniya Zachar. Mishnah said the second week is Parsha Zachar. Now, if you go back to the Mishnah began Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalias B'Shabbos. The opening case was that when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, we read Parsha Shkolim that Shabbos. Then the Mishnah said, what happens if it falls down in the middle of the week? We read it the Shabbos before. Umafsikin l'Shabbos Acheres, and then you take a break that first Shabbos in Parsha in Chodesh Adar. Then the Mishnah said Bishniya Zachar, the second Shabbos you're going to read Zachar. Now the Gemara assumes that Bishniya Zachar is referring back to the opening case of the Mishnah. What was the opening case? Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos. So what do? You read Shkolim on Shabbos, and then we're saying Bishniya Zachar. So says the Gemara Gishmak. V'akimikla Reish Yarcha B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, Mikla Purim be'erev Shabbos. That means Purim is going to fall out on Erev Shabbos, right? If Aleph is Shabbos, that means Tezvav is Shabbos. That means your Dalet is going to be a Friday. Biktani Bishniya Zachar. You see, the second when you read Parsha Zachar, oh, checkmate. This is a raya to Rav. It's a kashan on Shmuel. I'm Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, no, that's not the way you read the Brayso. The Mishnah, my Shniya, Shniya Lav Sakar. When the Mishnah said Shniya Zachar, it's not referring back to the first case of the Mishnah when Rosh Chodesh Adar fell out on Shabbos. It's referring to the second case of the Mishnah when Rosh Chodesh Adar fell out in middle of the week. So then what's the halacha? Then the halacha is you makdim into Parsha to the end of Shvat. And you mafsik from that first Shabbos in Chodesh Adar. Ubashniya. And then the second week of Adar, that's when you're going to end up reading Parsha Zachar. But it's Shniya l'Hafsaka. It's not referring back to the first case, but it's referring to the case when there was a Hafsik. Tashma, a Raya from a Braisa, is it Shabbos Shniya? What's the second Shabbos? Kol Shechal Purim Lias B'Toicha. It's the week that Purim falls out. Va'afilu Erev Shabbos. And even if Purim falls out in Erev Shabbos. And what does the Braisa over there say? What do you do in the Shabbos Shniya? That's when you read Zachar. So it's the Shabbos before Purim. The week that Purim falls out in, the Shabbos before that, that's when you read Zachar. V'afilu b'erev Shabbos. I mean, it sounds pretty checkmate, right? My love, erev Shabbos dum yedotaycha. It sounds like erev Shabbos is the same as during the week. Ma toich makdimin, af erev Shabbos makdimin. So this is a right rav, it's a kasha on Shmuel. Omer Shmuel, so Shmuel says the same teretz that he said in the previous Gemara. It's the same edit, it's actually the same braisa. So once you're editing one part of the Braisa. I don't know if it's any more dachuk to edit the second part of the Braisa. So Shmuel said, what does it mean? Ezei Shabbos Shnia Kol Shechal Purim Lias Pesaycha. It's not Pesaycha, but rather it's Ba. That Shabbos Shnia is the week that Purim falls out on. When Purim falls out on Shabbos, that's what it's referring to. V'chein Tana Devei Shmuel Ba. But the point is, we're not talking about when Purim falls out in the middle of the week. If Purim falls out in the middle of the week, then you're right. You'd be makdimit, and we would never say the same is true for Erev Shabbos. We're talking about when it falls out on Shabbos itself. That's what we're referring to. As a result, we don't have the dig. Chalias b'Shabbos Asmus. So on that note, what taka do we do when Purim falls out on Shabbos? Purim falls out on Shabbos. So it makes sense that if you're dalad of Shabbos, now we should definitely go and we should read Parsha Zohar on Purim, right? It feels like very matim. That's the right thing to do. Zohar is related to Purim. So if it falls out on Shabbos, you should certainly do it. And Rashi actually adds a nice knetch in the cheshbon of the Gemara. It sounded like we weren't so excited with pushing it off so early. That's why Shmuel said Ma'achrin. Why did Rav say that when Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos, you have no choice, you have to be makdimit? Because at the end of the day, you can't have the Asiyah before the Schira. We want the Schira to be before the Asiyah. Now, the Asiyah won't be before the Schira. Because you dial it, if it's Shabbos, you'll be able to read Parshas Zohar on the same exact day that you're celebrating Purim, so it's going to be together. So it actually makes sense that you should do it on Shabbos. Chaldeus b'Shabbos Atzma, what do you do? Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, the Divri HaKol, there's no machlokes. Everybody agrees, ain't makdimin. I mean, there's no machlokes Rav and Shmuel. The machlokes Rav and Shmuel, what you do when it falls on a Friday, won't apply. Rav Nachman said, adayni machlokes. No, it's the same machlokes. It banami, Amrav Chibar Rav, Amrav Abba, Amrav, Purim Shchaldeus b'Shabbos, Purim falls out on Shabbos, makdim v'koyre b'Shabbos of Rezachar. No, you do go back. Meaning, the same Rav that said that when Purim falls out on Friday, you would read Parshas Zohar the Shabbos before, he holds that when Purim falls out on Shabbos, you're going to do the same thing. The Mishnah said, "Beshlishes paraduma." The third of the Dal Parashias is Parshas Parah. Tanu Rabbanu learned to the Brayza, "Ezi Shabbos Shlishes." What's the third Parsha? Kol Shesmucha LePurim Yacharev. It's the Shabbos that's smucha l'Purim, but it's the one that follows Purim. Itmar, Rab Chama, Rab Chanina, Omar, Shabbos has smucha l'Rosh Chodesh Nisan. No, it's not the Shabbos after Purim, but it's the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. V'lei pligi, Hadi ikla Rosh Chodesh Nisan the Shabbos, Hadi ikla the Emtsa Shabbos. It depends if Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out on Shabbos or if Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out in middle of the week. If it falls out in middle of the week, then it's going to be the one after Purim. If it falls out on Shabbos, then it's going to be the one before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Meaning there are times that there'll be a hefsek between Zohar, which is the Shabbos before Purim, and Parah, which is the Shabbos after Purim. It really depends on where you're going to end up reading Parshas HaChodesh. So sometimes Rosh Chodesh, sometimes Parshas Parah will be the Shabbos after Purim, but Lav Dafka. It is possible that there will actually be a Hefsek. Berevius HaChodesh HaZalochem. The fourth is Parshas HaChodesh. Tanu Rabban. Rosh Chodesh Adesh Chalias B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adesh falls on Shabbos, Koyrim Kisisa. We read Parshas Kisisa. That's Parshas Shkolim. Umaftirim B'Yahayada. And the Maftir is Yahayada, which is Psukim and Malachim Beis. It talks about raising money for the Beis HaMikdash, which is the theme of Shkolim. V'ezohi Shabbos Rishayna. What's the first Shabbos? What's the definition? Kol Shechol Rosh Chodesh Adar Lias B'Toicha. It's the week that Rosh Chodesh Adar falls in. It's the Shabbos before. V'afilu Be'erev Shabbos. What does that mean? Machleik is Rav and Shmuel. U'b'shniya. What? The second of the four parshias is Zachar. U'maftirim Pakadati. So Pakadati is in Shmuel Aleph, and it tells the story of Shaul and Agag. V'ezohi Shabbos Shnia. What's the second Shabbos? Kol Shechol Purim Lias B'toicha. It's the Shabbos that Purim falls out in. The Shabbos before. Again, V'afilu Be'erev Shabbos. Machleik is Rav and Shmuel. What that means? B'shlishis. What do you do? What's the third of the Dal parshias? Paraduma. U'maftirim V'zarakti Aleichem. And this is Yecheskel Perek Lamed Vav. V'zarakti Aleichem Mayim Tahirim, which is of course the theme of Paraduma, it's the Tahir of Klal Yisrael. Vezoi Shabbos Shlishis. What is Shabbos Shlishis? Kol Shesmucha LePurim Me'achareh. It's the Shabbos that follows Purim. Berevius, what's the fourth? HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem Roish Chadashim U'maftirim. And the Maftir is also in Yecheskel. It's Yecheskel Mem. Hey, that's what the Haftar is. Koyim HaRashem Alekim Barishayin Be'echol HaChodesh. And that talks about Karbonos, Karban Pesach, that's the theme of HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem Rosh Chodesh. Mezoi Shabbos Revius. What is Shabbos Revius? Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Nisan Lios Pesaycha. It's the Shabbos that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is going to fall out in. It's the Shabbos before. And again, it's V'afilu Be'erev Shabbos. This is true even if Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out on Erev Shabbos. So going back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said we have the Dalid Parshios. Okay. The first, Shkolim. The second is Zachar. The third is Parah. The fourth is Achaydish. What about the fifth? B'chamishes chayzun l'kesedron. For the fifth, we go back and we do what we always did. Says the Gemara, and we saw this quickly yesterday. L'seder mai. What does it mean we go back to the Seder? Rav Ami Yomar. Rav Ami said l'seder parashis u'chayzer. It means you go back to reading the parashis the way you always did. Rav Yirmi Yomar. Rav Yirmi said l'seder haftayras u'chayzer. You go back to the regular mafter and you go back to the regular haftayra. Essentially, what's the machloikis? Rav Ami holds, and we saw this yesterday, that during the Dal Parshias, we completely disregard the regular Kriyas HaTorah. All we read is the Parshias. So when we say the Chamishas Uchayzer, we're going to go back to reading whatever Parsha it is this week. Vayakil, Pekudei, Vayikra, right, whatever Parsha it is. Rabbi Yirmiyah holds, I know you always read the regular Parsha. He holds that you do what we do now. What changed? Maftir changed. The Haftorah changed. Okay, so now it's the fifth week. It's not one of the Parshias anymore. So it's not L'Seder Parshias, because we were always doing the Seder Parshias. But rather, it's L'Seder Haftorah Suchayis. Am Rabbaya. Sabayis HaKavasi de Rab Ami Mistabra. It's Mistabra like Rab Ami that L'Seder Parshias Suchayisar. Meaning that we suspend the regular Kriyas HaTorah, and now, the fifth week, we're going to go back to that regular Kriyas HaTorah. Why? The Tanakh, because the Mishnah said, the Kol Mafsikin, that you're supposed to be Mafsik, the regular Kriya for everything. And then he gave examples, the Rosh Chodashim, the Chanukah, the Purim, the Tainius, the Mamadais, Liyay Makipurim. Right, the Mishnah mentioned the Dal Parshis. And then it's right, you think these are the only 4 weeks that you do things differently? No, there's other things as well that would cause you to alter Kriyas HaTorah. Rish Chayidish Chanukah Kippurim Tainis Mamadis Yom Kippur. So Gemara says, Gishmak, Bishlam, the Mandamon, let's say the Parshis Uchayizah, Bishlam, the Mandamon, that says, let's say the Parshis Hainu Deikah Parshah Bechayil. So I understand that there's a Parshah Bechayil. El, the Mandamon, let's say the Aftarah Suchayizah, Aftarah Bechayil Meikah. There's no Aftarah Bechayil. Right, what does the Gemara mean to say? Some of these things that the Mishnah said that you would be mafsik for are things that only happen during the week. So if these are things that only happen during the week, so what do you mean you're being mafsik, right? Tainius, Mamadois, even Purim can't be on Shabbos. So these are things that you're doing during the week. So what are we saying? We're saying you suspend the regular Kriya for these Kriyas. This is obviously during the week. During the week, there's no mafter. There's no aftaira. So obviously, we're talking about the regular Kriya. So if those things mentioned in the Mishnah means the regular Kriya, then the Chura, the whole Mishnah should mean the regular Kriya. And if that's the case, is it right to Rav Ami? The Gemara says, no, it's not. Muchach v'idach, ha-kadisa, ha-kadisa. No. The weekday Kriyas, obviously, we would suspend the regular Kriya. On Shabbos, we don't suspend the regular Kriya. So what does it mean then that you're mafsik? It means you're mafsik for the mafter and for the aftaira. And what does it mean that you're chayzer? It means you're chayzer l'seder haftarah. Says the Gemara. One postscript, and this Gemara, if it sounds familiar, it's because we just learned this Gemara verbatim not so long ago in Nesechtes Tainis Daf Yud Beis. So the Gemara says, "But Tainis, why do you have to be mafsik on a Tainis? So it's a Monday, it's a Tainis, and instead of reading from the Torah, the Parsha Sashavua, you're going to read Vayechal." Right? That's essentially what we're saying, that you're mafsik for the Tainis. Why do you have to be mafsik? I have an Eitzah. Why don't you likri mitzafra bin yonah diyayma? Read the regular parsha, whatever the parsha is, by shachris, ube mincha, betanisa. You learn by mincha. So by mincha, you'll read vayechal. Like this, you could do both. Why do you have to be mafsik? Right? Sounds like you're being mafsik. You're going away from what you're supposed to do. Don't be mafsik. Misayele le Rav Huna. Is this a right to Rav? This must be a right to Rav Huna. The Gemara says, Dam Rav Huna. Rav Huna said that what did the Yidden do on a tainis? They didn't just fast, but it was a very intense day of tainis. It was a day of tshuva. Mitzafra kenufi. In the morning, everybody would get together and they would try to figure out what's going on. They would be mefashfush, bemaisav. Says the Gemara, Hechi of Dinon. The Gemara says it in more detail. Amar Abaye, from the morning until the midway point of the day, they would investigate all the things going on in the city. And from the midday until evening, quarter of the day, meaning half of that time, what they would do is Karina Besifra, they would read from the Sefer Torah, Mafter, and there would be a Mafter. And the other half of that, meaning the other quarter of the day, Bayrachmi, they would daven Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Vayikru Besefer Torah Hashem Alekeim, Revias Hayoim, or Revias Misvadim, Umishtachavim, Lashem Alekeim. So you see, Vayikru Besefer Torah Hashem Alekeim, that's Kriyas HaTorah, that was Revias Hayoim, that was a quarter of the day. And then Revias Misvadim, Umishtachavim, Lashem Alekeim, as you see, the other quarter of the day, they were involved in tefillah. So you see that, what? That the first half of the day, there's no Kriyas HaTorah, because the first half of the day, they're busy trying to figure out what's wrong. It's only the second half of the day. So what are you going to tell me? Do one Kriya in the morning, one Kriya in the afternoon? You don't have two Kriyas. If you had two Kriyas, you're right. But we pashut don't have two Kriyas. The Gemara says, Ve'epachana, agav, meaning, how do you know that the Kriya is in the afternoon and they investigate everything in the morning? Maybe it's just the opposite. Maybe the Kriya was in the morning and they did all this investigation in the afternoon. Because the very next pasuk, these are psukim in Ezra and Nehemiah, So it says as follows. It says, Ve'elai ye osfu kol chari b'divrei elikei Yisrael al me'al ha'goylo v'ani yoshev, and I was sitting m'shoymeim ad l'minchas ha'orev. So everybody got together and we were sitting until the afternoon. Sitting and doing what? They were sitting and trying to figure out what's going on. Okay, v'ksiv, and then it says, v'minchas ha'orev kamti metanisi. And then the afternoon I got up, u'bekari bigdi u'me'ili, and I tore my clothing, v'echra al birkai, and I bowed down on my knees, v'efres ha'kape al Hashem al-Kain, I started davening. So you see, the first half of the day was an asif, and the second half of the day, that's when all the tefillahs and the kriyas ha'torah happened, and that's why we know that we're supposed to do it in that order, exhale. So two ha'ores, both lumdus, as it relates to today's daf, the topic of which are the Dalit Parshiyos. So there's a mitzvah of Kriyas Dalit Parshiyos. These were four Kriyos that were done during Chodesh Adar, Parshas Shkolim, Parshas Zohar, Parshas Parah, and Parshas HaChodesh. I saw in the Sefer Harurei Kedem from Rav Yosher Ber Soloveitchik, so he clears a very, very geshmak hakira. He declares whether the Kriyas Dalit Parshiyos are four independent Chiyuvim of Kriyas HaTorah, or rather the Chiy of Kriyas Dalit Parshiyos is really one Chayvas Kriya that's made up of four components that happens and spans four different Shabbosos. Meaning, is it four independent kriyos that coincidentally just so happen to play out right around the same time, all Chodesh Adar, or is it not four independent kriyos, but rather there's really one mitzvah, there's one takonas chazal of kriyas dalit parshiyos. Now the truth is, and we spoke about this yesterday, the chi of kriya of the four parshiyos all have nothing to do with each other. We're going to go into this a little bit more now in the second raid bite, but just super high level. Parsha Shkolim is related to Be'echad Ba'adam Hashmin al Hashkolim. Parsha Zohar, that's Mechias Amalek. Parsha Parah, that's the Tahira of Zarakti Aleichem Mayim Tahirim that comes before Pesach. And Parsha HaChodesh is the mitzvah of the Karban Pesach. That's why we read it right around Chodesh Nisan time. So really, the four kriyas have nothing to do with each other. But at the same time, it feels a little bit from the way we describe it as the chi of Dalit Parshiyos that maybe it's one unit, or maybe no, maybe it's not. It just punked happens to be that all four come out together, but it's not one mitzvah of Kriyas Dalit Parshiyos, but rather it's four independent mitzvahs. So Rav Yosher Ber said that maybe this hakira is really pshat in a difficult Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi here in the third parak of Masechtas Megillah. This says, Rav Ba b'shem Rav Chiya Bar Ashi said, Ein mafsikin bein Purim lepar. We need the next Yerushalmi. Rav Levi b'shem Rav Chiya Bar Chanina said, Ein mafsikin bein Purim lehachaydash. So we saw in the daf that even though in a perfect world you would have 1, 2, 3, 4 all parashis read in succession, but very often there's hafsekis that were made between the kriyas. So for example, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on any day other than Shabbos, you're going to end up reading Parashish Golem, not the first Shabbos in Adar, but rather the last Shabbos in Shvat, which means it's going to be a hafsek. You're going to be mafsek the first Shabbos in Parashish Adar, and it's the second Shabbos in Parashish Adar, in Chodesh Adar, that you're going to read Zohar. But there's going to be a hafsek between the Kriya of Shkolim and between the Kriya of Zohar. It's also possible for there to be a hefsek between the Kriya of Zohar and the Kriya of Parah. That also came up in today's daf, right? Sometimes Parah is going to be the Shabbos after Purim, and sometimes it's going to be the Shabbos before Nisan, because it is possible that there'll be a hefsek between Purim and Parah, which in other words means it's possible to be a hefsek between Parshas Zohar and between Parshas Parah. But there's never a hefsek between Parshas Parah and Parshas HaChodesh. So again, it's a little bit confusing. Just to be clear, there could be a hefsek between Shkolim and Zohar. There could be a hefsek between Zohar and Parah. But there cannot, this is a fact, halacha l'maisa, ever be a hefsek between Parah and HaChodesh. So if you know when Parah is, you know when HaChodesh is, the next Shabbos. And if you know when Shabbos HaChodesh is, you know when Parshas Parah is, because it's going to be the Shabbos before that. There's never a hefsek. And the Yerushalmi says why. Why is there no hefsek? Ein mafsikin bein Parah l'HaChodesh. Amar Rab Levi. So Rab Levi said, I'll explain it to you with a simon. Simon nehoin, the ilun parshasa, bein hakoisa is halalu. Im rotzol ishta is yishta, but bein ashlishi l'revi lo yishta. a Yerushalmi player. Says the Yerushalmi, you want a similar davar? I'll give you a similar davar. You have a mitzvah to drink 4 cups of wine. There's a mitzvah of dalad kaisis by the Leila Seder. What if somebody wants to have an extra cup of wine in the middle of dalad kaisis? Could you do it? Between the first and the second, you can. Between the second and the third, you can. But between the third and the fourth, you cannot. As I state Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi says, just like you can't be mafsik between the third kais and the fourth kais, so too, you can't be mafsik between the third parasha and the fourth parasha. You can't be mafsik between parashas paro and between parashas achaydish. Now, from a machshava perspective, it sounds like you can let your mind wander a little bit and try to figure out what's the connection between the dalet parashas and the dalet kaisis. Now, the truth is, there is a connection between Dalet Kaisis and Chodesh Adar. But just in general, it sounds like the Yerushalmi is making a tzushtal over here between Dalet Parashis and between Dalet Kaisis. And at first glance, Matin Yin Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. For Rav Yosef Ben Soloveitchik said that it could be the Yerushalmi is trying to tell me a lumdus. You know what the Yerushalmi is trying to tell me? The Yerushalmi is trying to say that what's the yesoid of Ein Mafsikin between the third Kais and the fourth Kais? It's because the mitzvah of Shtiyas Dalet Kaisis is not stam four random individual Kaisis. There's a din Dalet Kaisis. That's Pashit. So the Yerushalmi is stelling tzu dalet parashiyos to dalet kaisis. And that's the tifkait and lumdus in this mashal of dalet kaisis, the nimshal being the dalet parashiyos, that just like dalet kaisis is a din dalet, it's one cheftza, it's one unit of four, so too the dalet parashiyos is also one cheftza, it's one unit of four. But said Rav Yashaber that it could be be'emes this shayla is a machloikas rishayim. So he said a dover nifla. We learned all the way back in the beginning of the Masechta. The Mishnah said, "Ein bein ader rishon la ader sheni, ella kriyas hamegillah umatonas levyonim." So there's no difference between ader rishon and ader sheni, with the exception of kriyas hamegillah and matonas levyonim. Said the Gemara, "Holy inyan say the parsha is zevaz eshavin." It sounds like that as it relates to dalot parshiyos zevaz eshavin. I mean, if you want to read the dalot parshiyos during ader, you can read it during ader. Rishon, and if you want to read it during Adar Sheni, you can do it during Adar Sheni. And the Gemara brought, really, it's a big machlokes tana, mani masnisa, loy tanakamo, v'loy Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi, v'loy Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, right, a whole bunch of different shitas as it relates to reading the Dalet Parashiyos in Chodesh Adar Rishon or in Chodesh Adar Sheni. Zok the Ritva, that he saw some Rishonim that said, that it's mevor in the Gemara, that this shita satanam that hold, that you can read the Dalet Parashiyos during Adar Rishon, it doesn't mean all four parashiyos. What it means is only Parsha Shkolin and Parsha Zachar. It means the first two parashiyos. Those two, if you want, you can read during Adar Rishon, or if you want, you can read it during Adar Sheni. But as it relates to the second two parashiyos, Parshas Par and Parshas Achodesh, says the Ritva, he saw Rishonim that said, it's Pasha, you can't read them during Adar Rishon. You have to read them during Adar Sheni. And he said, Moirdik, did the Ritva. Did those Rishonim. Because Shkolim and Zachar are related to Adar. These are Adar Diga Kriyas. Why do you read Shkolim? Because Be'echad Ba'adar Mashmir Ala Shkolim. Why do you read Zachar? Because it's the Chodesh of Mechias Amalek. So being that they're related to Chodesh Adar, so Adar Rishon is Oichet Adar, and it's for that reason you can read the Dal Parashiyos during Adar Rishon. It's a Chodesh because Purim is an Adar Sheni and a Chanami, but still, they're Adar Diga Kriyas. And Chodesh Adar Rishon is Fart, Chodesh Adar. And being that it's a Chodesh Adar, so therefore you'd be able to do it. A Bezokter Ritva, he saw Rishonim that said that Parshas Par and Parshas Chodesh, you can't. You know why? Because Par and Chodesh, even though we read him during Chodesh Adar, a Besnish kind din in Chodesh Adar, it's a din in Adar Asamach Lenison. It's a din Parah. It's before we bring the carbon Pesach, we need Taira. A Chodesh Azalochem is the Kriya of Chodesh Nisan. It's the Kriya of the carbon Pesach. They're related to Chodesh Nisan. And because they're related to Chodesh Nisan, it's poshut, it would have to be Ba'adra Samach Nisan. This is what the Ritva says. Says the Ritva, I hear, Abave Loy Mechaver. It's not mash. I don't agree. Because Midim Estayim Le Talmuda, Holy Indian Parshiyos, Alma Bekulu Mairi. I disagree, says the Ritva. It's poshut to me that all Dalit Parshiyos, if according to the Mandama that says they could be during Adar Rishon, we'd be able to be during Adar Rishon. So it comes that we have a machlokes Rishonim, according to the Shita Satanon in Megillah Davav Amud Beis, that you're able to read the Dalet Parshiyos during Adar Rishon, whether it's only the first two, or like the Ritva says, it can't be only the first two. It's all four. What's the Hezber and the Machloikis? So he said, Yesh Shloimer, Haflava Fela. The Shitas HaRishonim that the Ritva brings held that all four Kriyas are really separate dinim. There's a din to read Shkolim, there's a din to read Zachar, there's a din, there should be a Kriya for Par, there's a din that should be a Kriya on Chodesh. So you can bifurcate it. You could say the first two will be during Adar Rishon and the second two are going to be during Adar Sheni. What do you mean? How are you splitting it into 12? You're not splitting anything. There are four kriyas that coincidentally happen to fall out during the same time of year. It's just, if there's an Adar Sheni, okay, so the whole calendar's been thrown for a loop. So it's possible that you'll have two during Adar Rishon, you'll have two during Adar Sheni. But the Ritva held that it's all one din. So it's one Chetz of Dalet Parashiyas. So if it's one Chetz of Dalet Parashiyas, just like Dalet Koisis is one din Shtiyas Dalet Koisis, there's a din of Dalet Parashiyas, so it would come out. It would have to be during the same month. And if Vifl, there's a Shitas Tanoim and Shas that holds that you can read the first two during Adar Rishon, so Pasha that you would have to be able to read the second two during Adar Rishon as well. That's the first Aura. The second Aura is, so we spoke when we began the Sugyas of Kriyas HaTorah in the beginning of the third parak about a Katan reading from a Sefer Torah, or nowadays a Katan being Oilel HaTorah. We went through some of the nuances, spoke out of Tshuva from Moshe Feinstein and Eir Chaim Chelik Beis and Igros Moshe. But just to be Moisef on that raid, the Im Beis Medrash B'loi Agrois HaChiddush, and that is the Ramah in Hilchos Shabbos and Eir Chaim Simen Reish Pei Beis. So he's discussing the halachos of a Katan laning. Says the Ramah, we know a Katan's allowed to lay. Certainly maft. The cotton yuchal likrois beparshas hamusaf. Not only can you read a regular mafter, but if it's yontif or it's Shabbat, it's Rosh Chodesh, and you're going to read from the musafim, cotton can read that as well. Oy, says the Ramah, ba'ar beparshias, shem moisifim ba'adar. A cotton could also read the dalot parshias that were moisif during Chodesh Adar. V'chein noyagin, says the Ramah. And that's the minig. Afal pisha yesh chalkim. Even though the Ramah says there are chalkim, and there are those that hold that a katan should not read the musafin, and that a katan shouldn't read from the dalet parshis. Reb Kiva Eger in his Agoy says, Ayin shuvas perach shushan, klal aleph simin ches, shehelo le'ikr, the katan lo yikra ba'arba parshis. That, as it relates to the dalet parshis, anyways, a katan shouldn't read the dalet parshis. So we have here an interesting shita, and that is that even though a katan's allowed to read from a sefer Torah, certainly mafter, but the Dalet Parashiyos, a Katan shouldn't read. And the truth is, Sarach Bir, what's the difference between Kriyas Dalet Parashiyos and all the other Kriyas? If a Katan's allowed to read from a Sefer Torah, we've spoken about this already, then Lechura, why shouldn't he not be able to read from the Kriyas Dalet Parashiyos? So the truth is like this, before we even start, Bishleim, you'll tell me Parashiyos Zachar. Parashas Zachar is a Deiraisa. So if it's a Deiraisa, a Katan shouldn't read Parashas Zachar. Even Parashas Parah, there's Shitas HaRishonim that hold it's a Deiraisa. It's a Beseder. A Katan shouldn't read Parashas Parah either. But that's not what the Ramah said. It's not where Kiva Eger brings from the Perach Shushan. Rather, what we're saying is all Dalet Parashas. Parashas Shkolim, Parashas HaChodesh is Zicha the Rabbanon. So if it's the Rabbanon, Maishna Kriyas HaToyro de Kol HaShana Kula Mikriyas Dalet Parashiyos, that there's a Yesh Cholkim in the Ramah, and Reb Kiva Eger seems to prefer this Shita. He brings from Katmoinim that as it relates to Dalet Parashiyos, a Katan should not read from the Dalet Parashiyos. But I think the Pshat, in light of the raid that we spoke about earlier, is very, very Pasha. And that is, it would seem that it's Choluk B'Yesoid, the Din Kriyas HaToyro of the entire year, versus the Din Kriyas HaToyro of the Talal Parashas. We mentioned that the Achrayim clear fleetingly a very interesting Chakira as it relates to Kriyas HaTorah. So what's Kriyas HaTorah? You have a Tzibur of Yidin, one person prepares laning, he gets up and he reads from the Sefer Torah, everybody listens, and like this, everyone fulfills their mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. So the Chakira is when the Baal Kaira reads and everybody else is paying attention and listening. Is the Pshat that when everyone hears the Baal Kaira reading, they're being Yoitza with the Kriya of the Baal Kaira, as if they read themselves, based on the Chiddush in Halacha known as Shemeya Ka'ina, as if to say, really everyone would have a Chiyuv to stand up in front of a Sefer Torah and read from a Sefer Torah. However, one person can be Maitzi other people when it comes to many areas in Halacha. Kriyas HaTorah is no different. So one person is going to read from a Sefer Torah, he's going to be Maitzi everybody else, he's going to read, everyone's going to listen, and it's going to be as if everybody read from the Sefer Torah. What do you mean? Only one person read. Everybody else was listening. Yeah, but that's the halach of Shemei Kaina. And based on the din Shemei Kaina, it's going to be as if everybody read from the Sefer Torah. Oye Shloimar, that the way Kriyas HaTorah works is not that the Shoimim are Yoitza Kriyas HaTorah through Shemei Kaina, because it's as if when they heard the Kriyas HaTorah, they were reading it themselves. The Oyla Adam doesn't have to read from a Sefer Torah. The Chiv Kriyas HaTorah is not for everyone to read from a Sefer Torah. The Chiv Kriyas HaTorah is for one person to read from a Sefer Torah. One person reads from the Sefer Torah. Everybody else listens while that one person is reading from the Sefer Torah. The person that's reading is the Kaira. The Shoyimim are the Shoyimim. And like this, the Tzibur is Mekayim the Mitzvah. But you don't need that everybody should be reading. You need that one person should be reading. The way that everybody else is going to be Yotze is simply by listening. It's not Shemeya Ka'ina, but like we said, it's Shemeya Kishemeya. That by listening to Kriyas HaTorah, that's how you're being Yotze Kriyas HaTorah. Because you don't have to read from the Sefer Torah. All you have to do is read from the Sefer Torah. So we mentioned there are Tzvi Pesach Frank and Ramosh and his Shuvah that we just referenced. The Gedolei Achronim all say that the Pashtus is that Kriyas HaTorah does not work midin Shemeya Ka'ina. But rather, there's a Chiyah for the Baal Kaira to read from the Sefer Torah, and there's a Chiyah for everybody else to listen to the Baal Kaira reading from the Sefer Torah. But not that when the Olam is listening, they're being Yotze with the Kriya of the Baal Kaira. Stating that, I think it's Poshet that Kriyas Dalet Parashiyas is different. I think Shkolim, Zachar, Parah, and probably even HaChodesh does not work that way. And again, we could do this very quickly. We could take the long scenic route, and we'll take the long scenic route very quickly, which is that if you go through each one of the Dalet Parashiyas individually, it's very, very clear that there's different reasons for all four, but there seems to be something in common. Why do we read Parashat Shkolim? So the Mishnah Berurah says in his Akdama to Din Dalet Parashin Simen Tov Resh Behe that the reason we read Parashat Shkolim is because once upon a time there was a mitzvah for a yid to bring Machzis HaShekel. It says, "Nu now, b'pnei chata'inu gilinu me'artzeinu." We don't have the ability anymore to bring Machzis HaShekel. So it's for that reason, even though we're not bringing the Machzis HaShekel, but at the same time, the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, the Anu Mishalmin Parim Sfaseinu Bekriyas HaParsha Shal Kisisa Tichsiv Ba'inyan Hashkolim. So even though we can't bring the Machzis HaShekel, but by reading Machzis HaShekel, by reading that parasha, it's as if we're bringing the Machzis HaShekel. The Binyan Shloima, Rav Shloima Kayim Mivilna, so in his Shailos HaTshuvas Binyan Shloima, and this is in Chelek Aleph, it's Simin Nunvav. So he brings from his brother, Rabbi Tzalla Kayim Mivilna. He quotes his brother many times. He was his older brother, and he talks of Rabbi Tzalla Kayim Mivilna was known in the yeshiva world as his mamish, maybe the biggest guy to live in the 19th century. Either way, Rabbi Tzalla Kayim Mivilna. So he said he heard once from his brother that if you look in the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, the parish of the Machzis HaShekel, so it says twice the words Lechaper al Nafshei Seichem. And then it says again, it's mamish redundant. Twice it says that the Machzis HaShekel is mechaper. It's lechaper al nafshei seichem. So Rabbi Shlomo HaKohen Vilna says, I heard from Achi Moiri Rabbi Tzalel HaKohen. He said that why does it say twice lechaper al nafshei seichem? He says the first time it's talking about physically giving the Machzis HaShekel. Ha'osho lo yarbe, vada lo yamit. Lo say says trumas Hashem lechaper al nafshei seichem. That when you give Machzis HaShekel, you get kaparo. The second pasuk says v'hoyu levnei Yisrael lizikaroin. It's not talking about physically giving it. It's talking about lezikaron. It's talking about when the Baal Kaira gets up and he reads Parashat Shkolim, where you yoytze then Shkolim al yidei u'neshal meparim tzvaseinu and zok the Torah does this oichet lechaper al nafshei seichem. That has the same point. But what's the inyan of Shkolim? The inyan of Shkolim is it's u'neshal meparim tzvaseinu, that by us reading Parashat Shkolim, it's as if we are literally bringing the Machzis HaShekel, and we can be zeicha to v'hoyu levnei Yisrael lezikaron lefnei Hashem lechaper al nafshei seichem. What's Parsha Zachar? That's easy. It says in the Torah, Zachar is Hashem asa lecha amalik b'derech b'tzeischem mitzrayim. Every single year has a chiyuv to remember. And the Gemara says, what does Zachar mean? B'peh. It means b'peh. You have to say it b'al peh. Lo tishkach is b'lev. Zachar means b'peh. And it has to be from a sefer. K'soy zikarim b'sefer. That's a Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. So Parshas Zachar, we know what that is. It's about declaring, it's verbally saying that I remember everything that Amalek did to the Yidden b'derech b'tzeischem. It's so vital to remember that every Jew once a year has to say those words. What's Parshas Parah? So Mishnah Berurah said, Parshas Parah is a tefillah. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. He said it's a tefillah. It's oichet a geder of we're being mispalel that once upon a time there was a paraduma and through paraduma we got tahira. So with davening we should get tahira. Right? We saw in today's daf. What's the haftira of para? V'zarak de'alechem ayim tayrim. And that's really what it's all about. That's the haftira. That's the essence of that. That's why we read it. It's because of that pasuk v'zarak de'alechem. Because that's really the whole kriya. You know the parsha paraduma is the beginning of parsha chukas. It begins zoyz chukas ha'tayra. And everybody asks why is it called zoyz chukas ha'tayra? It should say Zoyz Chukas HaPara. Why does it say Zoyz Chukas HaTorah? So Rav Tzadik HaKoyen, Rav Tzadik HaKoyen, a pre-tzadik, and this is in his pieces on Parshas Para, it's Sif Katan Dalid. So he says that Yesh Loimar, that the reason it says Zoyz Chukas HaTorah is because there's a remez over here. You know what the remez is? The Gemara says, and the Masechtas Menachos, Zoyz Torah Sachatos. Why does it say Zoyz Torah Sachatos? Kolo Isik B'Torah Sachatos, Ke'ilu Hikrif Chatos. Zoyz Torah Sa'asham. So Rav Tzadik says that when a Yid reads Parshas Parah on Parshas Parah, he's zoicha to tahira with Unishalma Parim Sefaseinu. Because reading about the Parah Aduma, that in of itself can cause you to achieve and to attain tahira. So said Rav Tzadik that that's the inyan of reading Parshas Parah, and that's why it's zois chukas ha-Torah. Torah as in to understand that there's two ways to bring the Parah Aduma. You could physically have the Parah Aduma, or you could have the Parah Aduma through learning the parasha of Parah Aduma. Just like Chazal darshan the word Torah, that it says in the parasha of Kachim, that's exactly what the word Torah means over here. The Rav Tzadik says that it could be it's a Mefurish Yerushalmi. It's the same Yerushalmi that we just mentioned earlier in the first raid bite that Rashi actually quotes in our sugya. Rashi brings the Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi says the why is Parah before Achaydesh? Really, Achaydesh should have been before Parah. Why? Because Achaydesh is Rosh Chaydesh Nisan. Parah, the first Parah Aduma was born on Beis Nisan. So it should have been in the reverse order. And the Yerushalmi gives a teretz. The Yerushalmi says that the reason we read Parshas Parah before we read Parshas Achaydesh is, quote, Shehi Taharasan Shal Kol Yisrael. Because Parshas Parah is Taharasan Shal Kol Yisrael. So it says Rav Tzadik, it's also a Yerushalmi plea. Right, the first Yerushalmi comparing Dal Parash to Dal Kaisis. But this is also a little shver. What does it mean, Mepnei Shehi Taras and Shal Yisrael? When you read Parashas Parah, it's Taras and Shal Yisrael. Zok Rav Tzadik, yeah, the Hein Hein Advarim. Because when we read Parashas Parah, it is Taras and Shal Yisrael. Unishalma Parim Sefaseinu. It's as if we're actually bringing the Parah Adum. But that's the Indian of Parashas Parah. The Mishnah Brewer says it's a Tefillah. Rav Tzadik's adding that there's an Indian also of Unishalma Parim Sefaseinu when we read Parashas Parah. What's Parashas HaChodesh? So Parashas HaChodesh, there's really two reasons that are brought down. Either it's because Parshas HaChodesh is the parish of Karban Pesach, and now it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So there's an inyan to read from the parish of the Karban Pesach. But Shabrura says a different reason. He says that the reason is because once upon a time there was a mitzvah of HaChodesh Hazel Lochem Reish Chodashim to be Mekadesh every single new month, and we don't have that anymore. So as a remez, we pick one month, and the month that we pick is Nisan, and the reason we pick Nisan is because that's the month that the Torah gave us this mitzvah. But either way, I think it's clear. For sure, regarding Shkalim and Zachar, maybe a little less so for Parah, and maybe even a little less so for Chodesh, but I think it's klar that the chiyuv of the Kriyas Dalet Parashiyas are chivas Kriyas. Every single Yid, if he wants to have a Shaykhis with the Machzis HaShekel, if he wants to, he has to read Parashiyas Shkalim. If you want to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Zohar, Esa, Sha'asa, Lecha, Amalek, Bepeh, like Chazal said, you have to read the Parash of Amalek. If you want to say the Tefillah of Parah Aduma, of Zarak De'Aleichem Mayim Tahirim, and if you want Rab Tzadik, Su'nishalma Parm Sfaseinu, from Zoyz Teiras, Zoyz Chukas HaTorah, and you want what the Yerushalmi says, Taras and Shal Kol Yisrael, you have to read Parashas Parah. So in order to get these Kriyas, you have to read it. So what happens? Balkaira gets up, he reads it, you're listening, Vasasta from the Kriya, from the Balkaira. You didn't read it. The Teretz is Pasha. The Teretz is, it works with Shemei Ka'ina. Oh, if it works with Shemei Ka'ina. So it comes out that the Chi of Kriya of the Dalet Parashas is fundamentally different than the Chi of Kriya Satayra of the whole year. The Chi of Kriya Satayra of the whole year, the Chi of Kriya is that there should be a Balkaira, or in an ideal world, like Ramosha said, seven kruim, and everybody else is going to listen. That's the tzura. When you listen, are you saying, no, he's talking, you're listening. That's the way it's a team. That's the way it is. That's the Kavod HaTorah. That the Zayin kruim, and everybody else has shoyimim. Zehu hoydav adorit. That's the way Kriyas HaTorah is supposed to play out. It doesn't work with Shemei HaKohenah. If it doesn't work with Shemei HaKohenah, a cotton could also read from a Sefer Torah. Why can't a cotton read from a Sefer Torah? Mechatei say can't do it. That's the halacha. So you'll tell me how could it? It's a Mishnah. A cotton could do it. I need to be yoitza with the, you know, you're not being yoitza with the cotton. You have nothing to be yoitza. All you need to do is listen. The cotton talked. You listen. You can listen to a child. There's nothing wrong with that. And as a result, like this, you'll be able to be yoitza. But when it comes to chiyuv dalet parashiyos, there you need to come on to Shemei HaKohenah. There you need that the person that's reading from the Sefer Torah is going to be mitzi you. Or if he's going to be mitzi you, he has to be a bar chiyuva, just like you're a bar chiyuva. And if you're not on the same level of bar chiyuva, now there's already makom to say that he can't be mitzi. To you. Now, this is a derabanan, it's not a deraisa, it's the cotton is a tarity derabanan, so this gets involved in big raid. But the bottom line is that there's a fundamental difference l'chayra, between Kriyas HaTayra shal kol ha'shana kula versus Kriyas HaTayra of Dal Parashis. Kol HaTayra kula, it's just about Kaira that's reading, everybody else is listening. There's no Shemei HaKohenah. When it comes to Dal Parashis, it's working like with Shemei HaKohenah. If that's the case, could be that's the Pashat alumnus, the Pashat Svara in what Rabbi Kivager said, and that is he brings from Kadmainim. That Kadmonim said that there should not be a cotton that's going to read the Dal Parashiyos, even though when it comes to all other Kriyas, yeah, the reason is because here you have to come on to Shemei HaKohenah. Here you need the cotton to be Moitziyu. And if you need the cotton to be Moitziyu, a cotton can't be Moitziyu Gadol. That's why here he would not be able to be the Balkair.